Alice Walker joins me in the studio now for Arts News. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Sarah. Last week we talked a bit about some of the many things our libraries are used for.
Yeah, like information, digital access, early literacy programs, that sort of thing.
That's right. And they're also just places to hang out, to charge your phone, to get out of the rain. They're free and they're open to anyone, and they can be safe spaces for people experiencing homelessness. The City of Melbourne has recognised this, and so they're hiring a full-time social worker to work across their six libraries.
Oh, interesting. What will the social worker be doing?
So they'll be reaching out to people, connecting them with services for homelessness, for mental health, for domestic violence as well, and training and supporting library staff too. The City of Melbourne says this is an Australian first, and it's based on similar programs in the US. Here's Lord Mayor Sally Capp speaking to ABC Melbourne.
The situation of people rough sleeping is absolutely individual, and there are so many different reasons that bring people to this point in their lives that we need to treat them with that sort of respect, about really understanding those circumstances. And this social worker will certainly be able to add a lot into that conversation. Additionally, of course, our libraries provide a lot of services, a safe haven, and also a sense of community and connection. So our social workers and our library staff are really able to add a lot of information from what they're learning from the people. For our librarians, many of them know their regular clients by name as well, so we'll be able to build all of that knowledge in. And of course, the sort of transactions and services that they're seeking through our library resources, we'll be able to understand that better as well.
That's a really worthwhile initiative. Now, Alice, why are some big-name publishers upset with Audible?
Audible, which is owned by Amazon, is a giant of audiobooks, as you know, and they've been planning this new feature called captions. Basically, it works like subtitles on your TV. As you hear the audio, the corresponding computer-generated text comes up, showing just a line of text at a time on your phone.
So what's the problem?
Well, Audible says captions is designed to engage high school students who don't normally read, but the Association of American Publishers says it's a breach of copyright.
Ah.
Seven publishing companies, including Hachette, HarperCollins, Macmillan and Penguin Random House, have filed a lawsuit trying to stop Audible from releasing this new feature. And the Authors Guild supports the lawsuit, saying the captions feature would mean fewer ebook sales and fewer royalties for authors as well. There's a hearing scheduled for the 25th of September.
Okay, interesting to see who wins when it's publisher versus Amazon. To some awards news now. What's the Judy Harris Writer in Residence program?
It's run by the University of Sydney at its Charles Perkins Centre, and the centre researches diseases like diabetes, obesity and cardiovascular disease. So it might seem a bit odd that it runs a literary program, but that's because it's for a writing project about health, and it awards the winner $100,000 and access to the centre's research. That's
amazing.
Pretty big.
That's very significant in the Australian terrain.
Absolutely. So past winners include Mireille Juchot and Charlotte Wood. She was the inaugural winner back in 2016, and she was one of the judges this year.
Ah, so who's taken out the prize?
The university announced on Saturday this year's winner is Bathurst-based writer Tracy Sorensen, and her project sounds pretty interesting. She'll be drawing on her own experiences as a cancer patient back in 2014, and she's working on her second novel about a woman's advanced abdominal cancer, and here's the unusual bit. It will be told not from the woman's perspective, but from the perspective of her affected organs. Her debut novel, The Lucky Galah, was about the moon landing as told by a galah, so she obviously likes playing with unexpected perspectives. The Lucky Galah was longlisted for the Miles Franklin, and I think you've read that one, haven't you, Sarah?
I sure have. It's really a great book and a very interesting way to tell a story. And actually, Tracy was the first interview in our debut writers series last June.
Fantastic.
So you can listen to that on the Book Show website or on podcast while you're there. Listen to all of them. Now, finally, Wednesday is Indigenous Literacy Day.
Indigenous Literacy Day. It's a day run by the Indigenous Literacy Foundation to celebrate Indigenous stories and language, and also to raise money for literacy resources for remote communities. Joe Roach is the director of Kimberley Writers Festival and manager of the Kununurra Library at East Kimberley College, which has been on the receiving end of these donations before. So primary school kids can take a book home to keep. Here's Joe.
They love it. You know, to them, it's almost like Christmas, yes. It's, although most schools will have a small library and the children can borrow and they get to take reading books home with them, they don't actually own them. And I think that is it's this ownership of a book. It's my book. It's very, very important.
So if you want to donate or host a book swap, you can find a link on our website. And Kimberley Writers Festival is on this weekend.
It really is festival season at the moment, Alice, because there's also BAD, a crime festival in Sydney on the weekend, right, as well as the Melbourne Writers Festival. Thanks, Alice.
Thanks, Sarah.
Alice Walker there with Arts News.